question the promise of stem cells. Not only do the cells provide researchers an unparalleled look at human development, but also hope for treating a host of diseases and conditions. But there are also false claims. Stem cells can make you younger. They can cure your diabetes or Parkinson's. They can make you smarter. They can let you walk again. And all for a fee. And what happens to the scientists who try to set the record straight? According to some researchers, they're bullied and intimidated. As evidence, they point to the recent shutdown of a service by the International Society for Stem Cell Research, which until recently would check out claims by clinics that offered stem cell treatments, providing that information to consumers who might use those services. The not-for-profit society says it simply faced too many legal threats from the clinics it investigated. In other words, the clinics promoting the allegedly fraudulent therapies had more money than the watchdogs and won. Art Kaplan is a bioethicist with the University of Pennsylvania. He's been writing about the topic, and he joins us on the line. Can you start by telling us what kinds of requests was the society fielding before it stopped its investigations?
All over the internet, there are sites saying, come to us, come overseas, come to this country, come to that country, and we will fix almost any disease you can think of, or we'll make you young again. So the society, at the urging of many, and I have to confess, including me, had built a website to help vet these therapeutic claims. So they wanted to say, well, here's what the experience has been with stem cells and, let's say, cystic fibrosis, or stem cells and cerebral palsy, or stem cells and spinal cord injury. And then they would say, is this FDA approved? Is it approved by any regulatory agency anywhere? What's the data? What's the published literature say about this alleged cure? So it was really a consumer's guide. Nothing more. Didn't say don't do this or do this. It just was informational.
But in response, these clinics started threatening lawsuits, challenging this nonprofit. Did these clinics, and some of them had pretty dubious claims about what stem cells could do, did they really think they could win these lawsuits?
You know, I think that this bullying tactic to get the scientists out of the way and block the access to neutral, objective information, I think they didn't really think they would win the suits. I think they knew that if they brought enough legal actions, the society wouldn't have the resources to fight them all and respond to them all. So they really did them in by threatening to break their bank more by legal costs than by any prospect that they would win any of these suits.
Well, what kinds of services are the clinics saying they can provide, and for what kinds of fees?
Boy, Monica, if you go out there, you could find almost any service that you could think of. So they say, well, if you come to this clinic in this particular country, and almost all of this is outside the United States, then we will get fetal cells, or we will get adult stem cells, or we will make things from your own body stem cells, and we will repair, let's say, orthopedic or bone injuries to your shoulders or your legs. We will fix your Alzheimer's. We will repair your Parkinsonism. We're going to fix your multiple sclerosis. If you have a spinal cord injury and are paralyzed, we'll make you walk. Now, the desperate find these kinds of things oftentimes almost irresistible. Somebody's promising somewhere that they can let me walk again. The fact is, it's all nonsense. There's no evidence that any of this stuff could work, and I can certainly say if it did, people would be pounding the doors of the mainstream industry to get it approved here so they could sell it. So not only do they make false promises about cures, they charge you a fortune. It costs anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000 and more to go to these clinics and get this stuff. And I should add, too, you don't really know what they're putting in your body anyway. There's no oversight or control.
Well, we've been talking about all the hype. Well, now let's look at the reality. What conditions have stem cell treatments been proven to help?
Well, adult stem cells do exist in our bodies. They repair things that are damaged or broken. So if we cut ourselves, our skin grows back. Our blood is constantly regenerated. That's by the bone marrow. And bone marrow transplants have proven pretty successful. So they've been very useful in treating blood diseases like leukemia. We just saw an announcement in Sweden that adult stem cells had been used to grow a trachea. A man had esophageal cancer and a huge tumor in the tube that let him eat and breathe, and this technique was used using a plastic scaffold to grow cells and give him an artificial tube. So very promising. That's still very experimental. I'd say bone marrow transplant, well-established. Almost everything else, experimental or fantastical in terms of really having any evidence yet that we know what we're doing to make a cure happen.
Well, now that this not-for-profit research group is no longer going to be vetting all these claims, where can consumers turn to find out what's true and what's not?
I think you really need first to start off with a conversation with your doctor and say, what's in the published literature? What's out there that's really verified? You can't just surf the internet. All these quack and charlatan clinics have all kinds of claims up there. They dress them up to look like they're proven. They're not. We do need some media responsibility. All around the U.S., I've seen stories of people going overseas or taking a child overseas and getting some kind of miracle treatment. They don't follow up to see if anything got cured. They never make a phone call to see what kind of clinics or quack operations these people might be rushing off to. So you really need to ask hard questions. When someone says, I can cure something with stem cells, I would take a very leery attitude toward that right now.
Art Kaplan is the director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania and a regular contributor to MSNBC.com. Thank you, Art.
Thank you.